One day in the summer of 1956, someone knocked on the front door of 163 Caledonian Road. So Stanley Roy ran down the stairs and opened it to a suited, booted white man wearing a hat.
"Stanley Roy Archer?" the man asked in an official tone.
"Yes," he answered truthfully. He was curious about what this white man could possibly want with him. He was sure the man wasn't a policeman, because Stanley Roy had kept his nose Kleenex clean since he'd arrived from Jamaica by ship in 1954. And then it hit him with a force. At least the palm of his hand hit his own forehead squarely with a slap. Damn! He'd just identified himself and had just been called up for national bloody service. It was the law, compulsory, that every man of working age had to serve their country. And the boys from the West Indies, who shortly after World War II had answered the call of the mother country to fill those vital job vacancies that the English didn't want to fill, weren't exempt. They'd been called to duty again. These black boys were definitely British for the purposes of national service, and neither Queen nor country gave two hoots that they were only in England to make money to send back home to help their families. Once they'd been in the mother country for 2 years, she called them again and expected them to give back much more than labour and taxes by doing at least 2 years of national service.